the opinions you love, the history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio. Meeting the president. Seeing the Beatles perform live. Finding $20 in the parking lot. These are all things you only experience once in a lifetime. And tonight, the show you didn't realize you were missing is here for one night only. It's This Script Sucks.
Oh, come on now. Don't wait, just come on.
It's Surfer's Fun Time Show on Rant EM Radio.
Hey, just to let you know, the bullshit you hear on this program is for entertainment purposes only. So remember, it's just bullshit.
Time for the funny.
A room interrupted by
the
your
Surfer Show.
By your
Friday night. I haven't done a show on Friday night in a long time. You people on Rant EM Radio isn't prepared for the show I'm about to put on tonight. This is what I call the fun show. This is an anything goes show. You can call in and talk all the bullshit you want until we can't fucking talk no more. That don't mean you can curse rage like a drunk sailor, man. You are banned from cursing. I already got callers on the line.
That's bullshit. This is Friday night.
No, but I have to put the clamps on you, Rage. I'm not saying you can't curse, but you gotta keep it in context, okay?
Well, you have to keep your anger issues down.
I told Double A the same thing.
Man, look, I ain't Double A. This is my goddamn show, damn it.
This is Double A's goddamn network.
Look. I am doing this show. This is a surface.
I told him I would try not to curse as much. I'm going to underscore the word try.
I'm going to hit you with some jiu-jitsu. Like, okay? Man, I'm going to go for the throat on you. So anyway.
Oh, okay.
Let me finish first and then, you know. Okay, so on Blog Talk Radio, I used to do a show on Friday nights. Because everybody I know don't like talking about comic books. And so I started another show so we can talk about other stuff. And since this is a wrestling network, we're going to talk wrestling too tonight. But we're just here to talk and have some fun. So if you want to join me and Rage and Stevie Ray, the Sex Master, you can call in on Skype at SilverSurfer_Forever.
Don't be throwing shit into his head.
Or you can call up my phone number. What is my phone number? 215-253-4516.
Hey, that's the shit I used to spew out.
What do you mean spill out?
Or you can call my phone number. Shit, doesn't matter. You can call me up, ladies.
So anyway, and if you're in the chat room, you know, feel free to. So what's up, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
doing I'm good. Doing. I'm loving
it. Oh, look at the bitches fighting on SmackDown. Oh, yeah.
I know, right? I'm loving that.
Oh, man. And that little AJ, man, she's walking away.
She's walking away because she's trying to get the other three.
I know, but
highly upset.
I could go for 2 hours of this.
Oh, here she comes.
Look at this. This is black on black crime going on.
You got some hair pulling. You got some weaves coming off.
Oh!
Shit kick. I am absolutely loving it.
Oh, yeah. Beat the Oh, damn.
I don't know how much.
We need some glow. Damn, glow wasn't this good.
This is good. Loving this.
But I'm telling you, I like the way you went back to the 80s with that theme song.
Yeah, I used to start the show. Oh, with Tony C calling in. I got you, man. Holding down, Tony C. What's up, my brother?
You know I had to call in and join the party, man, on a Friday night.
Well, we
What's
here.
What's going on, fellas?
We're
it's
here.
All good, baby. It's all good.
That's why AJ is the sexiest woman in WWE.
Listen, we're here. We're not queer. Get used to it. So. What's going on, Tony C?
You know, just another Friday night watching a little SmackDown. Glad to see the Big Show isn't out here crying just yet.
Oh, he'll be crying tonight.
He'll be crying.
I'm getting paid. All this money to be a big old baby. They should make him come out in a diaper. I'm serious. They should.
He's done that before. That's not embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Suck on his thumb or a bib or some shit like that.
Serious.
Something like that.
Damn, man. You seven plus feet tall, 400 plus, and you supposed to be the monster. You supposed to be the most feared man in the world. And yet, Triple H, stop it, be harder.
Crying.
You're supposed to What's be punching women in the face.
Big Show shames. He's a shame. He's a disgrace.
What's up with them having like everybody on the stage at the beginning of the show all the time?
It's like a waste of money.
Hey, Stacey Keebler is going to be on Kelly and Michael on Monday.
Hey.
What, she going to talk about how George Clooney not going to marry?
See, you know what's funny? You know what's crazy? I would have never thought in a million years that George Clooney would be married to a former female wrestler. I would have never thought about that.
You know,
I never dreamed of that.
Hold up.
Hey, she got her 3 years.
Hey, look. She, you know, George Clooney, he ain't trying to get married. She got enough out of him that she was going to get. Now he's ready to move on to the next younger woman.
He's George Clooney. He can get that.
He can get anybody
he wants.
I got a text.
From who? Lee?
No.
I was hoping it'd be Lee.
Okay. No, double A. He out there twerking it, so.
Yo, seriously, can I just say, like, it's time for America's Next Top Model to be canceled already?
Why? Why are you watching?
Huh?
Why are you watching?
They have to include men.
No,
now.
I'm gonna be 100% honest. Like, way back when I used to like this show, I really did.
When you wanted to be a fashion model, tell us about
it. No, I didn't want to be no fashion model. I only watched it because I like Tyra. That's all. Uh-huh. I like Tyra.
You know, we make fun of what you call him having a six head. Tyra Banks was the original ram head woman.
Oh yeah,
I don't care. She still got it.
I remember when I first saw her in Higher Learning, right? You know, she was in that movie.
That forehead was killer, wasn't it?
Wait. It's funny you brought up Higher Learning. I watched that for like the first time a couple days ago.
Uh huh.
Come on, Rage.
Oh,
hey,
he's young.
He's a young buck.
Okay, so what did you think of the movie?
I have never seen Tyra look so gorgeous ever.
Oh, I guess you didn't watch Fresh Prince.
This was before Fresh Prince, but like you could tell she was cute, but she's not. She wasn't as overdone as she is now.
Oh, in Higher Learning, she was sexy.
She was a big ball of fire.
She was drop dead sexy.
And I was like, that's a and John Singleton was tagging it at the time, so.
And then she was.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
Is anyone watching?
Penny Hardaway hit that.
Probably.
Does anybody watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show?
Come on now.
When does it come on again?
It comes on like around early November. That's kind of like the pre-Christmas thing for like CBS.
Why do I want to watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show? I can.
Why would you not?
Because I can look at the pictures online or look at some porn.
To be honest with you, I can't go without seeing it. I see it every year. I don't care about the music. I don't care about the music and stuff like that. But no. they be walking that song.
That is the holiday tradition for me is to watch the Victoria's Secret fashion show, man. How dare you say that, Surfer?
Hey, you know, I'm in control of my hormones. Damn, look at these motherfuckers. They got the yellow flags on now. Zeb, man.
Don't tread on me.
Come on, Zeb. You know you want to call us.
He wants to
call us out.
You two Hawaiians.
No. They're called. You know Hawaiians. They're referred to as coconut ends.
Coconut. Yeah.
And
that doesn't even sound offensive to me. Coconut ends.
Hey, if you. Well, I didn't want to say the full out.
I wonder what would happen if I called The Rock a coconut end.
Oh, you can call probably him a regular shit out of you. You still gonna get your ass kicked.
Fuck. Man,
I can see Rage on the news now. He all bruised up and shit, bandaged. Rocky.
All
right. That's why I hate him. I don't like his movies. He's a B actor. He kicked my ass. I'm gonna sue him. I'm a bitch.
He can kick my ass if he wants to. He's still a B actor.
No, he's not. He's a star, man. Plus, he's a hero.
He's a B actor.
He's a hero.
I liked him in Fast and Furious. I'll give him that.
John Cena is a B actor.
He's a better actor than The Rock.
Come on, you're kidding me.
You know what?
Like I said, you know what? It doesn't matter because we can say anything we want about John Cena and The Rock's acting skills. Neither one of them has gotten the Oscar nom yet.
Ray, you keep saying stuff like that, and I'm going to move you down to the picnic basket area, okay?
All right.
See, right now you got all your baskets, but the more you talk like that, the more I start to think you're missing a few.
Rage, you know it's a epidemic of people being banned from shows going around.
What's up for banning me from this show?
Easy, man. Just hit the delete, and that be it for you.
One night only show.
So I'm still King Don around here.
It's a one night only show.
He say he king ding dong.
He's gonna ban. He's gonna ban you from calling on.
You squirrel trying to get a nut. So, question came up on Facebook. Tony C, are you on? You on Facebook?
Yeah. I'm
are you a member of the?
Tony C's on Facebook and he ain't even. Tony C's been on Facebook and he ain't even add me. I'm offended.
Wait, are you a member
hold
of the
on,
rank?
Hold on.
The rank group?
Let me explain my Facebook stance. I deactivated it because I got engaged, so you know.
So you was using the ladies.
The ladies cannot.
Exactly.
They get a little upset.
I'm sorry, but why is Facebook? Why are women so pissed off at their man having a Facebook?
Well, it's not depends. Just Jesus.
It's just
it depends on what you have Facebook for, though.
Huh?
You know why I started Facebook? You know why I got a Facebook page?
Why was that?
I wanted to see free movies. That was it.
How can you see free movies on Facebook?
Because on Facebook, people give out shit, and one of them is free movies.
Yeah.
Never gotten that.
Because you don't live in a major metropolitan city. You live in a...
I do live in a major metropolitan city.
No, you don't. You live in the suburbs of New York.
When Fast 6 came out, they did that on Facebook. They gave out free tickets.
Yeah, they gave out free tickets, and I wasn't on the list. I've been a loyal supporter of that movie. have you seen the cast for Fast 7?
No. Who's in it?
Yo.
Drop knowledge.
They got names. They got big names.
Well, if they don't have a fight between Jason Statham and Tony Jaa.
Tony Jaa, yeah, I was just gonna mention that.
Tony Jaa. Who's that, sir?
Oh, Jason Statham?
No, Tony Jaa.
No. You said Jason Bach. Name, and you said wow. Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Oh, shit.
You know, well, you seen
that.
Wait, Tony Steele.
You kicked out of him.
You seen On Bach, right? You seen those movies?
You don't have. Have you seen the
which movie, sir?
On Bach.
The Protector. He's about to bring up the Protector. That is an excellent movie.
Yo, Tony Jaa.
Tony Jaa is the shit in the Protector.
I mean, if they're on the same side, it's a waste. Those motherfuckers got to fight. I mean,
they need Tony Jaa to. It'd be interesting to see Tony Jaa in a car.
I could see Tony Jaa being the other dude's like brother and shit, wanting to get revenge for killing Han at the end.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, if Vin Diesel beats dude, I'm calling bullshit on that. I'm sorry.
Yo, they're getting Ronda Rousey in there. They got Kerry Russell. They made an attempt to get Denzel Washington in this movie.
Yeah, Denzel's too
big for that.
It doesn't matter. This is the last movie of the franchise. This is the last movie.
I know, but okay, listen.
There'll be a spinoff or something. Somebody will get it on.
Denzel tries to do some quality film. And listen, I'm not saying that the Fast and Furious movies are bad. They've gotten better over time, but they're still silly and ridiculous.
They're not ridiculous.
They are. Come on now. It's ridiculous
this
fun.
This movie is more about car racing.
Yeah, and people jumping from car to car, going 100 miles an hour. Yeah, that really happens.
It's not supposed to be real, though.
Right, it's ridiculous.
It's not supposed to be realistic.
Ridiculous.
It's not supposed to be realistic, though.
Exactly.
That's what you're missing. I understand that.
I understand. It's fantasy, man. I've gotten that. It's fantasy. Which is why Denzel ain't got no time for that. That motherfucker. See, you know, Denzel, he's found a formula, right? Find some white guy to kick his ass throughout the movie. Training Day, Two Guns. He just was beating up on Mark Wahlberg. Safe House. So that's the formula for Denzel now. He gets in the movie with some white actor and he kicks their ass.
Ricochet.
Huh?
No, I was saying Ricochet.
But that was old Denzel.
That was good Denzel.
No, I'm talking about since Denzel gotten older. Like,
oh, okay.
Now he co-stars with some young white actor and he kicks their ass. The only time he didn't kick them...
He pretty much trains them and kicks their ass at the same time.
The only time he didn't do that was the one with the train.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
Did he do that in the Pelham...
No.
Pelican Brief.
Pelham 123 now.
Oh, no, yeah. No. No, he didn't... He should have fought John Travolta, but come on. He just had to shoot him in the chest.
It was over.
But Denzel, he was looking kind of pudgy in that movie. I don't know if he put on weight for the movie or
I think he put on the weight for that movie.
And it didn't come off right away either, because you see him in flight. He ain't all that in shape in flight either. They showed his ass.
What is flight even about? See, I know what it's really... I know the premise of it. I know it's like he basically saved these people from a plane accident. But what is it about?
The truth of the movie is, it's about him being a freaking alcoholic.
Oh,
so that's it.
So, like, he, you know, at the beginning, he saved his plane, and he flips it over by, you know, to save everybody, and a couple people die. But he was drunk and high as a motherfucker when it happened. So, it doesn't matter that he saved everybody, he was still flying a plane drunk and high, which puts him and everybody else in trouble.
So, give me a spoiler. How does this movie end?
He confesses to everything.
That's it.
He confesses to everything.
Well, you know, by confessing, that motherfucker had to go to jail.
So that's it. This movie gives you a sad ending.
Yeah, that was. Well, it's not sad. He comes to the realization that he needs help. They was trying to cover it up, but in the end.
So wait a minute. So he confesses and he goes to jail. He has this epiphany that he needs help, and that's how the movie ends.
Well, yep. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got it's kind of okay. He's not a good person, right?
Okay.
And so at the end, he has to redeem himself somehow.
Okay. He's a functioning alcoholic who just happens to be drunk when this airplane had a little failure. He went ahead and took the blame for it.
Well, he didn't take the blame. What was supposed to happen? I mean, okay.
The night before,
he's in the hotel room, fine, honey, drunk, snorting cocaine and everything. Shows up the next day, and the first thing he does is drink a couple of bottles of vodka. And like they're like, oh, okay, this flight, no alcohol drinking. So when they do an investigation and they find an empty bottles of alcohol in the trash, and they know nobody's supposed to be drinking, it's hard to cover that shit up. And they was gonna do it.
Then they actually put it on the stewardess who passed away.
Yeah.
In the flight.
The one he was boning.
So Denzel was fucking somebody in this movie?
Oh yes. No. They wasn't. They didn't show the actual act of going.
They showed the body.
So we basically just heard noises, right?
They're in the hotel room, actually seen booty. Naked, and snorting cocaine and drinking.
Yeah.
Okay, so the ending of the story. What was the moral of it? What message was I supposed to get from the ending of the movie?
There was no. The message is that. That, you know,
that's what we just got.
You can't be a drunk.
Okay, so did this movie leave you? Did you get the sense of the movie ending with a question?
No. You got a sense of he's taking responsibility for what happened, and he's getting help for it.
Sorry, that sounds. I'm sorry. That just sounds like.
Now I'm gonna spoil. I'm gonna spoil a part for you, right? So the night
you
before,
you can spoil it all for me. I don't plan on seeing this.
Nah, but for anybody's listening, also, the night before,
he's why gonna are we go to explaining his, this if he doesn't plan on seeing the movie?
No. Well,
no, because I want to get to this.
I want to get to this point about the movie. Okay, so the night before, his hearing, right, where he's going to say, "Yeah, I'm fine. Everything was okay. I was sober." They was trying to keep him from drinking. They kept him at this house for like 2 weeks. So the night before, they put him in a hotel room, right? I don't know why they had to put him in a hotel room, right? So he opened up the mini bar, nothing but...
No, he locked the mini... They locked the mini bar.
No.
He went to the room next door.
No, they took all the alcohol out. There was nothing but juices and waters and sodas and all that other stuff. So he's trying to sleep, and he's saying it's click-a-click. And he finds that the room next door wasn't... The adjoining room wasn't locked, right? So he's hearing the deadbolt slam up against the wall. And he goes into the other room and he opens that mini bar and he's just stocked to the hilt with alcohol. Okay. All kind of alcohol, beer, vodka, whiskey, rum, everything.
He pretty much had everything but Jägermeister.
So I hear that is delicious.
So he pulls out one of the things, right? And he's like, nah. And he puts it down and it's the camera's right focused right on the thing on top of the fridge. The next day he came back and snatched that shit up. So they came the next morning. He's like, yeah, nobody, he ain't drunk. He wouldn't, there, man. He was so fucked up and throw up everywhere. The motherfucker was just was laying up against the throne.
Okay.
And so how did they get him ready for this hearing? Brought him some cocaine.
Got him some cocaine from his best friend, John Goodman.
Denzel was practically fucked up for this whole movie.
So it didn't make sense
his
that
supplier.
They would put him in a hotel room where he could fuck up. It seemed like they wanted him to fuck up and when they were trying to protect him at the same time. But no, Denzel, he played his ass off in that movie too. He was the best part of that movie.
This movie sounds
definitely
so,
the best.
This movie sounds so stupid. Oh my god.
Ray, what the fuck do you know about movies, man?
This movie sounds so stupid. This movie sounds stupid, and I'm only basing that on the ending of what you guys
well,
are telling.
Everything, what was you expecting him to get off?
No, I was expecting something better than what I heard.
Man, watch the movie and judge for yourself.
This is not supposed to be a happy movie.
I know it's not supposed to be a happy movie. It's supposed to be a happy movie.
See, you know this happening. You know this kind of happened in real life, right?
I know that happened in real life, but some movies have a way of like screwing up what happens in true stories.
It wasn't based off. I mean, it was based off stuff that actually happened. It wasn't a true story. You know,
God, I hate
when
that
a plane problem. Goes down, they're going to investigate. You know, because the airline don't want to be liable for the most part. Because shit, let a plane go down, I'm on it. I'm gonna be owning that motherfucker.
I know what movie I can't wait to see.
I'm listening.
The remake of Carrie.
Oh, that girl is gonna be excellent in that movie.
I know, right?
Who's playing her?
She's cute. She's cute, isn't she?
Chloe Moretz.
Hit girl is playing in that movie.
Yeah, she's pretty cute to me. How old is she?
She's like 15.
I think she's 16. Like 16, 17 now.
No, she's not 17 yet. She's like 15, 16.
She's cute. I mean,
she's definitely. I mean, she becomes an adult. She's definitely gonna be the hottest star out there.
I know, right? Yeah. I mean, she's got this sort of. I mean, when I see her in movies, she's got this like every character is somewhat like sassy, and I don't know. She
comes across as older than what she actually is.
Yeah, really. Carrie's gonna be so good. I can't wait for that movie. I've seen the sequel to Carrie. I've seen the three remakes of it. I think this is gonna be the best one.
You seen what remake?
There was I've seen the original Carrie, I've seen the Rage Carrie 2, and there was another remake, remake of it, but it was more like an independent film, and it came out in like 2002.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't all that good. It was sort of cheesy because the girl who was playing Carrie was like, it was like she was like overplaying the character a little bit. Like, I know Carrie is supposed to be like this religious. Sort of religious girl, but they had her look.
She's feeble. She's a feeble girl.
That's
sort of yeah.
Who's under the thumb of her mother?
Yeah, but they made this one, the one that came out in 2002, made her look like such a like a weakling. Like
she
like a,
is.
I know, but this one's supposed. You just have to see the you just
look,
have
look,
to see
Carrie,
know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, look, Carrie is, you know. she don't have friends, that she get picked on, and her, she comes home, and her mother thinks
Carrie's gonna be
that everything she does is the devil, and her mother wants her to pray and keeps pushing the Bible down on her. And then when she starts showing telekinetic powers, her mother really thinks this is like demons and stuff.
This Carrie is going to be a badass.
This Carrie is going to be more like the book.
She's going to make them pay.
She's going to be a absolute badass.
But, you know, okay, what is the rating on this new Carrie? Is it R or
PG-13? It's R.
Okay.
Fuck this. Stephen King isn't going to let PG pass by.
Oh, this is Stephen King?
No,
oh,
Stephen,
this is really going to be good. I don't know
Stephen King has anything to do with the movies.
Oh, this is going to be Carrie. Really good.
I mean, he wrote the story, but he may not have anything to do with it.
I expect nothing less of Stephen King.
Yep. We going down for Carrie.
See, look, there go Big Show looking like a bitch.
I was going to say something about it, but we all were done.
It's so much closer to the book than the first one.
Here they come. Yeah, oh, come on now. Big Show, man, grow some balls. And then what's...
Nope.
You know, wasn't that long ago him and Mark Henry supposed to have been taking on the Shield. Mark Henry got hurt again.
No.
And now the Big Show, he's crying.
Because they moved to wrestling.
The Big Show.
And then what, 6 months from now, he's gonna go back to being the mean giant that wants to hurt everybody, and we're supposed to buy into it. I mean, it would have been better off if they kept him a heel and he just was smacking. I mean, if he was a heel and was smacking Daniel Bryan around, fine. But man, they done neutered the man. Neutered him.
They do have a real bad habit of neutering people a lot.
So, Rage, I'm going to give you a chance to talk about that bullshit that came on yesterday in TNA. Take it away, Rage. Rage TNA corner. Hit it. Did I miss somebody? Oh, he done fucking left. He said be right back. All right.
Well, we can talk about it. I gotta get. I'm gonna give Surfer. I'm gonna give you your props. You said that Mr. Kennedy. Gonna get the shot at what it was, Bound for Glory.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be Bound for Glory, but they decided to do it at this week's pay-per-view that's on free TV.
Oh, they have got to. I would say they got to stop this, but this is the only way I'm watching it.
Because it's free.
It's free.
Now they took away most of their pay-per-views, but they put on this rerun shit of these women. On a Friday night that nobody gives a damn about, nobody's watching because SmackDown's on, or people are out drinking or trying to get laid. Even now, I wouldn't be freaking home if I wasn't getting on a bus in the morning.
You think if Andre the Giant was still alive, he would be tolerating this mess?
No, they wouldn't. First of all, they would never do Andre the Giant like that, and he would never go for it.
Exactly. He'll grab somebody by their throat.
I'm sorry, but every time I see this Edge promo, I get angry. I get angry at the fact that I can't see Edge wrestling anymore.
I can't see.
He gave up. You blame them the TLC matches.
See, back in the day, they could have never pulled Billy Graham and Andre and Haystacks Calhoun and Blackjack Mulligan, had them stand up on the stage and be all afraid of Vince Jr., Sr., or Vince's father.
They wouldn't have tolerated this.
Man, you got the Shield.
How much does he get paid to get beat for the next, 3 to 6 months?
Who?
Daniel Bryan. They better pay him handsomely. They better.
Well, he under whatever contract he signed. Now, I don't know if he's on a first contract, a second contract. He's probably on a second contract since he's really been, you know, like the focus.
He's getting paid handsomely.
He's not getting Cena money because he.
Well, no, I know he's not getting
Cena money. Why not get Cena money?
Because everybody can't get Cena money.
I know everybody can't get. I know everybody can't get Cena money, but they better pay him Cena money if they want.
If he's making a mill,
they're basically he's basically about to take a whole bunch of. I hate that look that Stephanie McMahon's giving him. You see that look? The look of you better do your job. Look, I hate that. I hate when she does that. It's annoying.
See,
they're basically Daniel paying Bryan. Him to get his ass kicked for 6 months. They better give him that John Cena money.
Stephanie McMahon,
she'll probably get paid when it's time to renew.
Stephanie McMahon, she has that crazy
Daniel
smile.
Bryan isn't going to get John Cena money. He isn't going to get The Rock money. He isn't going to get Brock Lesnar money. He ain't getting shit.
He's getting paid. He might be getting $1 million now. Maybe. Or close to it, you know.
He's basically that's basically minimum wage work, right?
Minimum wage. Do you think before you speak, man?
If you're saying he ain't getting, if Stevie Ray just said he ain't getting any of that kind of
because
money,
because he ain't that kind of a star. He's close to it.
He's basically being paid minimum wage to get his ass.
He ain't getting minimum wage either.
He's getting job money.
Okay,
he's getting a large amount of money. It's just not. Big money. It isn't superstar money.
It's jobber money, right?
He ain't getting job, man.
He ain't jobber money.
You're moving in that territory, man. You're moving in that territory.
What territory? Hey, at least I'm not. At least I didn't curse.
He isn't cursing. You can't put him in the territory.
You can't put me in that territory.
You know, I'm about to take one basket away.
One basket. What are you talking about? You and these catchphrases. You and these lines. It's about as played out as Triple H saying, "Oh, we're doing this for business or the brass ring situation." What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Just tell me.
I explained it to you off the air more than a week ago. What I mean.
A few apples short of a bunch, something like that.
Yes. You're getting close to that.
I ain't getting close to that.
Okay.
I got all my apples in a bunch, unlike some people.
Rage.
I'm not gonna drop
something.
Names.
Let me ask you something. This has nothing to do with wrestling, it has to do with women, okay?
It's your show.
Have you ever fallen in love with a picture?
Have I ever fallen in love with a picture?
Yes, of a woman.
Picture of a woman?
Yeah.
I mean, no. I like what I see in the picture. I'm not gonna.
I have
heels.
And I don't mean like obsessively, but I've seen when I was young, dumb. You know, I saw a picture of a woman. I was like, damn, that is the finest woman I've ever seen.
Okay. Yeah. I've, a few times. Yeah.
Okay.
Where's your point to that?
I just wanted to see if you was gonna be honest.
Oh.
Now let's talk about TNA with Rage.
Yeah, TNA with Rage.
TNA with Rage.
Oh, y'all want to talk about TNA with Rage?
Yeah,
okay.
Tell us about that right. Bullshit we saw Thursday.
Oh, Magnus ain't gonna win the battle.
So now, okay, Ray, you keep making a mistake of thinking that who's ever.
Magnus ain't gonna win the series.
You keep making the mistake of thinking that who's ever at the top of the leaderboard is gonna win it.
I didn't say he was gonna win it just because he's the leader. Like he's
I'm sorry, but AJ is at the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, now
yeah, AJ is.
Got that 20 AJ's points.
He won the battle royal. He got that what he got he won 20 points. Did you watch TNA this past Thursday?
Yeah, we watched it. We watched Bully Ray. Yeah. We watched Dude go off because he picked up the hammer.
I'm gonna tell you straight up, I didn't even watch a whole lot of Impact because there was just so much shit on Thursday to watch.
How can
Mr. TNA not watch TNA?
I had to watch Big Brother. I had to watch football. I had to watch Impact. I had to watch the Warriors. What else was on? I was watching the U.S. Open.
You had to do shit but stay black and die.
I ain't black. I'm white.
You just have to stay black and die. Stay half black and die.
I ain't know. I'm not black.
Oh, that's right. He renounced the black race.
He wants one of us to pull his card.
He renounced the black race. I want to know, why is Aces and Ace trying to, why are they bringing, they're trying to make him like the NWO. That's the Macho Man and Hulk Hogan angle. You remember from the NWO.
Oh yeah, and Surfer was right about Anderson. It's just not going to happen at Bound for Glory. It's going to happen next week.
I was the one who told y'all that Kennedy will be the first one to turn tail and come back face.
Was that you? I thought it was Surfer.
No, they were going to fight.
Oh, it ain't going to be a Bound for Glory, no. So at least they're listening to the network. They're listening.
You can figure out that now Aces Age is going to start falling apart. You know, leading up to Bully Ray losing the belt at Bound for Glory.
See, you know what's sad? The fact that Tito Ortiz had to come in like the dying stages of Aces and Aids. That's what's sad about the whole thing.
Well, he ain't really.
He got a cut for nothing.
He's there to take on a Rampage and
where's Brooks cut at? Where's the property of Ace and Nate's cut?
Bully Ray said something the other day. He was like, didn't he say something about everybody being a part of the group or something?
Or I'm sorry, wasn't Daniel Bryan supposed to have a one-on-one match?
Oh yes.
Man, you know this is supposed to be 1-on-1, but they're gonna kick his butt.
Well, he won.
You better run. Now you better run.
He beat D'Ambrose, and then Randy Orton's gonna come from the back and do him.
Oh, back in.
Okay. Now right. They just showed the lockdown match with
That's still on.
Yeah, with what you call winning the belt. Man, what's her name?
Tessmacher.
Mickey James.
Mickey James, yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's too far back. I'm glad I stopped watching.
Wait, it's basically reruns.
Exactly.
So you're telling me the Divas division is so small that they don't have. Are you serious? The Divas division is that small? They gotta rely on reruns. I wonder how many people are asking their money back. I really want to know.
They had to bring in women they used to have.
Alright, here we go.
And the damn pay-per-view is from whatever time, because if you count all the people that are missing or have been fired, they're gone.
How many females?
Randy Orton. Really,
got them again.
How many women really work at TNA? I'm trying to think.
Right now, about what? Six, maybe?
Because you got ODB, you got Gail Kim.
Mickey James.
You got Mickey James. You got Tessmacher.
You got the
I'm going to count Chris. I'm going to count Christy Hemme.
You got the blonde chick with the big knockers.
Terrence Terrell still work there?
No, Terrence Terrell, she's still there. That's no, the OG, other one, the OG. One that Mickey James beat for the belt, because her leg was hurt.
So it's really Favre.
Was that Christy Madison Rain?
Yeah,
Madison Rain got released.
No, the other one.
That's Mickey James.
They had the one who just had the baby. She's been gone.
Madison Rain just had a baby, right?
No.
Dad, look at Edge.
But she got released a long time. She got released a while ago.
But that's who Mickey James beat, though, right?
So there's only 5 women in TNA right now.
Well, there's more women than black people, so.
Hey, that was cold. That was cold.
It's true though. It's true. They only got Kenny King still worked there.
Who?
Kenny King.
No, I don't know no Kenny. I don't see no Kenny King anywhere.
Former X Division champion.
Yeah, who the what, man? That motherfucker. They got him sweeping backstage, probably.
Driving Hulk Hogan in the limo.
Oh my
anything
god!
Anything else now?
Let's put it like this: he is not making ROH money right now.
I'm telling you, man. If you took a camera, you probably had Kenny King in the bathroom handing out paper towels.
No, he's not a bathroom attendant, is he?
Oh god! Oh god!
Probably
god.
Is.
He's handing out. He's at this point, by probably a fine assortment of mint.
Man, you know when I see a bathroom attendant, man. I tipped that motherfucker. You gotta tip him, man.
Yeah, I.
You did? No, come on, man. He's sitting in there all day long smelling shit. You gotta tip him.
Paying for a spritz of cologne.
I'll give him a tip of gum. I mean, I'm sorry, but he chose this.
Tip that motherfucker a dollar, man. He's trying to make money. He didn't know he chose it. Stop it, man. Think of people with hard jobs. That could be your profession one day, man.
I am not paying $5 for a spritz of cologne.
No, give him a dollar or two. You know, I watched the Cleveland show a couple of times, and I know the fat son, he got a job working in the bathroom because, you know, his nose was blocked up and he couldn't smell people taking a shit. And he was making money.
I'm sorry, but I've never been to a restaurant where there was a bathroom attendant.
Because you have no class.
Huh?
You have no class.
They have them in clubs.
No, I haven't seen.
They have them in clubs. They really have them in the clubs.
So you're telling me in a dirty place like a club?
No, high end clubs.
Yeah, high. See, I want to know how much they're being paid if they're working in a high end club, because it can't be that much.
You don't get. If anything, maybe minimum wage at the if they get that much. Sometimes
minimum wage for working in a high end club in the bathroom, no less. That doesn't sound bad.
Because they make their money off the tips, which is why I say you got to tip them.
So how much? Estimate how much money in tips do you think a bathroom manager who works in a high end club?
I couldn't tell you.
It still doesn't sound like a bathroom
manager.
I don't care what he is.
You know, they have to make sure the bathroom stays clean.
Nobody's in a bathroom attendant.
He said, "I don't care." He's still sitting in the bathroom for hours on end.
It's like a gas station attendant.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Those are good conversationalists.
Yeah. Do you think I want a conversation while I'm trying to squeeze out a loaf, really?
I'm talking about after. God dang it.
After?
Not during.
I don't need somebody talking to me while I'm trying to wash my hands. Conversation ain't gonna last that long.
They remind you to wash your damn hands.
So what do you... Okay, Ray. I understand that you're not old enough to hit a club yet. But when you start hitting the clubs, what do you think you're gonna do at a club if you're not gonna talk to people?
Washing your hands, look, I have such a problem.
Yeah, we know, Ray.
I don't have a problem with washing the hands, but I have a problem with everyone making a big fuss over washing your hands.
Oh, so you rather go to the bathroom and just walk out, huh?
That's not what I'm saying.
Nasty motherfucker. That's not what I'm saying. Nasty ass.
That's not what I'm saying. Got
nasty.
What the hell I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying.
Let me tell you something.
This country has become such a germaphobe.
It ain't a germaphobe, man.
The thought of somebody not washing their hands to them is like the ultimate disgrace.
Yeah, you just took a shit and you're not gonna wash your hands.
Say what?
Somebody just took a shit and you expect them not to wash their hands.
I don't care.
You don't care.
Because usually, when
you wipe your ass, that smell stays on your fingers for one thing.
They would have washed it.
First of all,
what is the most dirtiest? Come on, seriously? that's so dirty to us.
Well, oh, okay, okay.
I know many other things that are so
dirty. Let me educate you on something you should have learned in school growing up, okay? This world used to be full of so many diseases and bacteria, and people used to die left and right. Black plague everywhere. And you know what?
So you're telling me that stopped
a lot of diseases from spreading and stopped a lot of people from dying early? Soap and water. Washing your goddamn hands.
This isn't 28 days later.
Man, washing your hands prevents a lot of disease being spread around.
You're telling me that we're so scared of germs that a pair of unwashed hands can literally kill half of
it. It has. Do you not understand that? It has.
No, it hasn't. That's what they're pumping into your brain. That's what.
Do you know anything about the black plague? Do you know anything about that? Black,
yeah, that's what. That, yeah, but that's what it make y'all making it seem. That's what this world is making it.
You
seem.
Know, like, I'm telling you, soap and water stopped the black plague.
Soap and water stopped the black plague. No, the that's, hell
it did so because yes, when people started cleaning up and washing up, it stopped spreading disease and germs. It stopped. Soap
water stopped the black plague. That isn't the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Okay, what scientist came up with a cure?
Huh?
What scientist you know came up with a cure?
But I know one thing. I know it didn't get cured by a simple soap
it
and water.
It didn't cure it, but it stopped it from spreading.
It stopped it. God dang it, kid.
It didn't stop it either.
Okay, Rage. Now, I'm going to keep a mental note. When I meet you, I'm not shaking your hand. Okay.
Keep some hand sanitizer.
You don't have to shake my hand.
I'm going to monitor you when you go to the bathroom.
You don't have to shake my hand.
I'm going to point it out that you're a nasty motherfucker.
Point it out if you want to.
Listen, I went to the movies.
There are so many dirtier, more dangerous things in this world rather than a pair of unwashed hands. You need to grow up. Okay.
Ray, if you come to my wedding, you're going to wash your hands, man.
I'll come to your wedding wearing a muddy tux if I want to.
Oh, no, hell you
won't. You know,
I'll be the walking germ. We need to grow up. We're such a germophobic country.
It ain't germophobic. It's common sense.
Ain't common sense. It's called being a big pussy.
Like that thing on Osmosis Jones. That's you, Rage. I went to
a movie once, right?
Wait, hold on. Before we even go on with this conversation, who is this redhead that's in Zero Dark Thirty that I find so sexy? Have y'all seen Lawless?
Yes.
The redhead?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she is.
What channel do you watch that on?
I'm watching Zero Dark Thirty. It's on Stars.
Okay, hold on. Right. Jessica Chastain.
She is sexy. She's one of the sexiest gingers I've ever seen. Oh.
You done?
I love her. Yeah, I'm done.
Please.
Love her.
So, I'm at the movies one time, right? And I walk in and I see this guy I know. Older guy. And he's at the stall and he's taking a piss. And so he gets done, he walks over, and he sticks his hand out, wants to shake hands. And I'm pointing like, you just came out of the stall. And then he touched me on my fucking elbow and shit. So I had to wash my hands and my elbow.
Look at you, you're so scared.
You just had your... Listen.
Like a scared ass.
My dick...
You sound like I keep it clean, okay?
I keep it clean. I don't. There's no disease on there. No crud. No dirt. Nothing. Now at the same time, just because I keep it clean doesn't mean other motherfuckers want me to put my hand on my dick and then shake their hand. They don't want that.
There's nothing wrong with washing your hands. To me, there's nothing wrong with
And then when you take it, listen.
But you're not gonna sit here and tell me that washing my hands will get rid of so many diseases. You're not gonna.
It does.
You're not going to tell me, you're not going to sit here and pump
hot soap and water prevents plenty of diseases from spreading. Do you not understand that? Soap kills some germs.
You're not going to pump that in my head.
Soap and water kills a lot of germs.
Doctors don't know what the fuck they're talking about nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Did right, you graduate high school, sir?
Yeah, I graduated high school. July,
You should know this.
June 12, 2012.
You should know this already.
Yeah, but these educational cuts have really... There's a limit to washing your hands and selling like an absolute scared-ass
criminal. These educational cuts have really caught up.
Say what?
So these educational cuts have really caught up.
You sound like a germaphobe. You sound like you're...
Listen, I'm not a...
He's a germaphobe.
I'm not a germaphobe, okay?
You sound like if someone with unwashed hands touch you, you sound...
No, I'm saying if you take your ass to the bathroom...
You sound like you'll catch AIDS if a pair of unwashed
hands... I'm saying if you take your ass to the bathroom... Wash your fucking hands before you come out.
Are we still scared of cooties in 2013? Jeez.
All right. Let's end this conversation because, again.
Are you scared of cooties? Are you scared of cooties?
You don't even know what a fucking cootie is.
You scared of cooties? We're scared of cooties.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We're scared of cooties. I've been embarrassed. I don't want to wash my hands.
We need to get out of fourth grade.
That's not peanut butter on that guy's fingers, okay?
I just saw a commercial for a pastor's reality show. Are they serious, man?
A pastor's reality show?
Yeah.
Are they gonna show everything that a pastor does?
I guess.
Like raping kids?
Those are priests, not pastors.
Those are freaking clergymen. I'm talking about like church pastors, man.
You talking about black pastors?
It's gonna be black pastors. It's gonna be white
black pastors.
Black pastors bone people's wives, not the kids.
Exactly. So they're gonna show that too.
I guess.
You know what? It's good you brought that up because everyone should watch this movie that Bill Maher made. It's called Religious.
Okay.
And you've seen it? So you've seen the segment with the black pastor, right?
Yep.
So you see why... So that basically is probably one of the number one reasons why I don't go to church.
You don't go to church because you're going to hell.
I don't... what is hell? What is heaven? What is hell? What is heaven? What is purgatory? I don't believe in none of that mumbo jumbo.
I don't
believe in none of it.
You need Jesus, boy.
I don't need Jesus. I need an explanation.
Explanation to why? Just get your explanation. Wash your hands. It's just like Fat Albert said. Soap and water, your toothbrush, and your comb.
I'm gonna ask all of y'all some questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Have you prayed before? Does Jesus exist?
Does he exist? Yeah, I think he existed at one time.
You think he existed? What proof do you have that he existed?
There is evidence that he existed. Now, whether he's...
Let me finish.
Whether he was actually the son of God or not, that's another debate. But whether he lived, that, you know... Yeah, I can believe Jesus lived at one time.
So where's the proof at?
Where's the proof that anybody from... Where's the proof that Napoleon lived?
So where's... there's proof that Napoleon lived.
And there's proof.
Listen, but there's no
proof that Jesus lived. This is the question whether you believe he's God or the Son of God.
There's proof that Napoleon lived, that George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, they all lived. No one can tell me... No one can give me proof if Jesus lived or not. No one can give me proof, and no one will ever give me proof. They will not even give you all your proof.
So you saying the Bible is just made up?
Yeah, it's written by man, just like the Quran.
Yes, the book is written by man.
It's not. Yeah, it's written by a man. Just every story can be written. any story can easily be written with a good imagination. So, no, I'll give the writers.
So you say
no,
somebody imagined the whole Bible.
I'll give somebody that. Somebody had a really good imagination to write that. I'll give them that.
Woo.
Rage, I'm not trying to tell you that he was God or son of God. I'm just saying he probably did lived at one time. He probably I mean,
where's the proof? The History Channel ain't doing it for me.
Okay, fine. Look, first of all, I'm not trying to convince you that he lived. You asked me, did I think he existed? I said, yeah, I could believe that there was a Jesus Christ at one time. Just, all I'm saying is, I'm not saying he was God or not. Why is that hard to understand that there could have been someone named Jesus that lived at one time? And then, listen. And then, of course, over the decades and centuries, what really happened got changed, and he became God on Earth instead of just somebody that was pretty damn smart and knew right from wrong.
You want to know why the main reason atheists say that there is no God is because
they're going to hell. That's why.
No, because they, because nobody, you're going to no hell. One, no one can give them proof. No one can give proof because there is no.
Okay,
proof.
Listen.
Okay, y'all can go ahead and continue this discussion. I have to restart my computer. I'll be right back.
I'm going to say on this before we move on. Okay? Religion is just something you either choose to believe or you don't believe. Okay? And if you choose not to believe, then, you know, people that do believe shouldn't waste their time trying to convince people that don't believe.
Oh, by the way, it's in the Bible. You know God hates black people, right?
Oh, it's not in the Bible.
It's in the Bible. God hates black people.
It is not in the Bible.
He hates black people.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
All right, you believe that, see? Right.
I'm not saying I believe it. I'm saying it's in the Bible. He hates black people.
Shut up.
He hates people. He hates all people. I actually did research on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did extensive research.
Yeah, you did research, okay.
And I came up, yeah, extensive research. And then I came, and then I had come across this website that basically spelled everything that I, that basically like answered that every question that I had. Never took a bath. Everywhere that he went, people did clear his path. It's a shame it took so long for him to understand. Soap and water, your toothbrush and the comb. It's for you, Rage. You should learn to use them before you stand alone. Sounds like porn music. Sounds like 1970s porn music.
That's Fat Albert, man, teaching you how to use soap and water.
Soap and water, man. Such a, you are such a germaphobe, surfer.
I'm not a germaphobe. I'm the least germaphobe person you will ever meet. But I'm gonna wash my hands when I go to the bathroom, and it's just
I'm not saying I don't wash my hands when I go to the bathroom. Okay, I'm just saying the moment you tell me all this bullcrap about washing
soap and water doesn't prevent germs
and
disease.
And germs of all that, that's what I call bullshit.
Okay. Okay. Alright.
I'm just saying.
Alright, Rage. What do you want to talk about? Since what I say apparently won't get through that thick skull of yours. What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to... This is your show!
But did you tell us about TNA yet?
No, because you went into a tangent about washing your hands.
Alright, no. We want to hear the TNA report. Go!
Nothing happened. you watched TNA. Everybody watched TNA. I don't know if Nixon did, but yeah, y'all watched TNA. Y'all know what happened.
Why?
And I can't really comment on what happened on TNA because I watched bits and pieces of it. I had so much other stuff to watch that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the Warriors. The Warriors was so much more interesting than watching Impact.
Mm-hmm. That's your show, though. Wow. You a TNA head.
Yeah, I am a TNA head, but TNA is... That ship is going down quickly. Okay. The moment they lose AJ, it'll be the nail in the coffin.
AJ Styles?
Going out the back door, too.
Why? They just gonna get another MMA. See, Brock Lesnar should be in TNA, because they want to get all the MMA guys.
They're trying to be an MMA company. I think they're trying to be an MMA company.
No, they probably listening to Spike TV, who wants to push MMA. And Spike TV's paying the bills.
Ain't there? I mean, shit, they tossed UFC out the front door, which is probably their biggest moneymaker.
Well, they got Bellator in there, right?
Huh?
Bellator?
Yeah, they got Bellator. Let's face it, is Bellator really going to make them the money that UFC made them?
Don't know, don't care.
You don't watch MMA?
No, I don't.
For one of my favorite, well, my favorite women in MMA, Ronda Rousey. You should watch her.
Wait, I'd rather either watch a boxing match, wrestling match.
You will watch.
Or I'd rather watch a martial arts match.
You will watch that fixed shit.
It's all fake.
Boxing is about as fixed as the NBA is.
Exactly. Well, the NBA, wow. NBA, I wouldn't call fixed. I would call
NBA is so NBA is so fixed.
Why? Because your team don't win.
I wouldn't call it fixed. I'd call it David and Goliath.
Don't ever.
Because if it was fixed, then the Knicks would win all the time. Or
don't
the Lakers.
Dare disrespect my New York Knicks. They're gonna win this year.
Yeah, on NBA 2K.
Fuck you, Tony. Fuck you. Fuck you and your Orlando Magic.
Hold. I told you on many occasions I have no affiliation with the Orlando Magic.
Been so, who's your favorite Lakers team in the NBA?
Los Angeles Lakers.
Fuck your Lakers! Look at how bad the Lakers are today. Look at how bad they are.
How many championships have they won since the Knicks won one?
All of them are fixed.
Heroes of cosplay. They got a show on cosplaying. Rage, you ever think about cosplaying?
Yeah, just so I can get some of these cosplay chicks.
Right, that ain't never gonna happen.
I like a nice Asian girl nowadays.
That ain't never gonna happen, man. You know.
Don't look for an Asian girl, because you're gonna end up with a white girl.
Them titties is big.
Well, then you should hang outside the Comic Con next month, man. Cause there's gonna be plenty of them there.
I got a question.
I'll try to go to New York one next year. Yeah.
Why in the hell won't Tim Tebow change positions to get a job?
Because he's not going to. He won national championships as a quarterback. He won Heisman trophies as a quarterback.
Hey.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Do you know how many black quarterbacks won Heismans and won awards? And
we ain't talking about them.
And then when they got to the NFL, they was made a running back or a wide receiver?
Well, guess what? That's not what Tim Tebow won a Heisman trophy for. That's not
what right,
Tim
that's
Tebow
not what these guys won.
That's not what
these Tim guys Tebow played. These guys played quarterback in college, got to the pros, and was made to play something else.
That's not what Tim Tebow won a Heisman or two national championships.
The same.
You know what, Ray?
Okay, he's not listening.
He deserves to be a quarterback, just like everybody else does. But the fact that look at a team like the Jacksonville Jaguars. They really believe that Blaine Gabbert is their guy, really? Blaine Gabbert. Have you seen the attendance for
It doesn't matter, he can throw a 10 yard out.
Yeah, but do they win
it's
games?
It's not his fault.
Do they win games? Do they go to playoff games? Have they been to a Super Bowl?
Rage. So let me ask you this.
Has Blaine Gabbert take them to the mountaintop? Yes or no?
It's going to take a whole lot for them to get to the mountaintop outside of Blaine Gabbert.
Yes or no? Has Blaine Gabbert taken the Jacksonville Jaguars to the mountaintop? Yes or no?
I'm gonna come at you with a question.
Okay.
Okay, you own the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? You signed Tim Tebow.
Yep.
You sell out every game, but you guys aren't winning any game. Who's gonna come just to nostalgic purpose?
They are going to win with
Tim. How? He can't throw.
Yes, he can throw.
Oh goodness.
That is a problem with you football. That is a problem with you football, so-called football aficionados and realists. You don't realize that Tim Tebow can throw when it only took one play to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, but you can't win every game off one play.
He won seven games. He won seven
games. Nobody wants a guy that throws three for 13. Okay, they want somebody to throw 13 for 16.
I'm gonna take a quote from Allen Iverson. We're talking about practice here. It's just practice.
Rage. You can't be a quarterback and throw 4 for 14. I don't care if those four passes are touchdowns or not. You don't do that every game.
I have to fuss over practice. It's just practice.
Rage.
No game. It's practice.
Rage.
Okay,
Peyton Manning threw seven touchdowns last night. I can tell you right now.
Half of those throws, Tim Tebow couldn't make at least five of them.
He can throw a little screen pass.
Don't throw Peyton Manning into this. Peyton Manning's kid brother's got more Super Bowls than him.
Who cares?
You're missing the premise
of what I'm saying. Peyton Manning will never have a game where he goes 4 for 14.
Peyton Manning.
No other quarterback in the league. Hell, Michael Vick won't even have a game. Tim Tebow is worse than Michael Vick when he first came into the league.
Tim Tebow is not worse than Michael Vick because at least Tim Tebow went to the playoffs. Did Michael Vick ever go to the playoffs?
Michael Vick went to the playoffs. He's the first quarterback to win in Green Bay.
Michael Vick,
how long ago was that?
He was a rookie.
It doesn't matter. He won in a place that nobody had ever won. He won in Green Bay. He won a playoff game in Green Bay.
No Super Bowl. I know Tim Tebow ain't go to no Super Bowl, but so did Michael Vick.
Yeah, but who has a job and who doesn't?
That should tell you something right there.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Michael Vick ain't going to play this whole season because he never plays a full season because he's always getting injured.
Like, yeah, but that's all. I don't care what you do to him.
It's racism that Michael Vick has a job and Tebow doesn't.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about race. Michael Vick never plays a full season because he's always getting beat up.
I'm going to give you some real deal Holyfield. If Tim Tebow's name was Reggie Thompson, they would never take a chance on me. Real talk.
It doesn't matter to me. Tim Tebow deserves a job like everybody else does.
He has a chance to earn the job, and he hasn't.
They offered him a job.
If he changed position.
They did not give him a chance. God damn it. They didn't give him a chance.
He's been with three teams.
Damn.
Oh, my God. First of all, Denver Broncos are a bunch of ungrateful motherfuckers. That's one.
Yeah, okay.
They cut him for Peyton
Manning. They're a bunch of ungrateful little motherfuckers. Number two, the Jets didn't give him a chance because they only wanted him for tabloids. That's it. They weren't going to give Tebow a shot at quarterback because they're constantly pulling down Mark Sanchez's pants to suck his dick, knowing that he won't do anything for them. Mark Sanchez can't take the Jets.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Check this out. Okay. Let me see where your mindset is right now. So, you work with the company, right? You had a position, right?
What company?
Any company. It could be any company.
Okay.
You have a position in the company, right? Mm-hmm. They pull you in and say you're not doing the job adequately. All right. They let you go. Another company comes to you. Now, you have no job. They tell you, hey, we'll give you a job, but you just have to change your position. Would you be like, no, I don't want to do it, or would you take the job?
That's such an unfair comparison. Yes,
you want a job? How?
That's such an unfair comparison.
He sucks as a quarterback. Like, dude.
Of course I would change positions to get a job, but Tim Tebow doesn't, because that's not when Tim Tebow won Heisman's and national championships for.
So if you were in Tim Tebow's shoes, you need a job, you wouldn't change positions?
No.
You just stay unemployed.
I'm not going to stay unemployed.
Yeah, you're not going to stay unemployed. Yeah, okay. So who's Tim Tebow?
You know what? I'll tell you
who Tim Tebow was right now?
Look. This is one thing I would do that probably Tim Tebow should really do, but he's probably not going to do. I'd play for the CFL. I'd play for the AFL.
Yeah, CFL. AFL.
I'd play for the CFL or the AFL. Yep. It doesn't matter to me, but I'm damn sure going to become a quarterback, because that's when I won national championships and Heisman's for.
Mm-hmm.
Rage, Tim Tebow has been through high school and college, has some of the best coaches in the world.
And I blame Roger Goodell.
Yeah, how's it Roger Goodell's fault now? Let's say this back with logic. Go ahead.
Everything is Roger Goodell's fault.
Yep. He's using his Jedi powers to keep Tim Tebow out of the league. Yep.
I blame Roger Goodell for everything wrong with the National Football League.
See, Tim Tebow spent more time practicing than praying.
He's always practicing. What is wrong with you?
Right, and he still ain't good enough.
He is good enough. That man will take you to Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
He will take Rage. You to Super Bowls, and he will win you Super Bowls.
Yep.
Rage, so if you know you what? Have a
I'll,
son.
Make a I'll make a prediction right now. As soon as Jacksonville gets their head out of their ass, when they get Tim Tebow, I guarantee you they will win a Super Bowl.
Rage, when you have a son and they try to do something in life, and it's just they're just not good at it, and their instructors tell you they're not good at it.
And I already see where you're going. No, I'm not gonna tell them. I'm gonna tell them to follow your dream. Do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You don't have to change for anybody. You do what you want to do.
Yep.
You do what you want to do.
Yep. Do you?
But I don't have to do that.
Do you at home?
But I don't have to do that because I'm planning on having kids.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't, because there's another you running around in this world. We will be in trouble.
I would teach my son to be an absolute
nothing but hate.
I hate, but I would teach my son the real. I would teach my son everything the world won't teach him.
Like what?
Everything the schools won't teach you about how the real world treats you.
And that's what the real world, that's how the real world is treating Tim Tebow.
See, Ray, you're going to be limiting.
In the real world.
I hate to say it, but you're going to be limiting your son because you don't know much your damn self. And you're going to teach you know less than nothing, and you're going to teach your son less than that.
I ain't going to worry about that because I'm not going to have kids. I gotta work with that.
I hate to say this, but you sound like the guy I used to make fun of when I was a little kid. There was this guy. We called him Sabu, right? He was mean.
I bet you did call him Sabu.
He was this mean old nasty man.
I bet you did call him Sabu.
And me and my friends.
What'd you call him Sabu for?
That's what everybody called him.
Yeah, but
and he would get mad. He curses and he chases. And then
everybody or just you?
No, everybody. And then I found out
neighborhood name.
And then I found out my older cousins, when they were my age, used to do the same damn thing. This guy just hated life, hated women, hated children. Listen, my mother hired this guy to tile the bathroom, right? And I'm just a little kid. I don't know. I had to go to the bathroom. I go in the bathroom and I move a tile by accident. And he starts cursing me out. And my mother laid into him and kicked him out of the goddamn house. Because this was just a mean, nasty man who shouldn't have been saying shit to me. And I feel sorry for him now that I'm older. But he was just not a nice. And you headed this way, man. Don't think it's cool to be nasty and mean and spit into the wind all the time, you know.
Oh, TNA's coming to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Rage,
you're gonna go.
I love you, Rage. Okay, you are my brother. I love you.
You sound like Paul Heyman right now.
I love you, man. Rage. I'm giving you unconditional love.
Oh.
Here you go.
Pause.
Hey, I'm a real man. I can admit that I can love another man. That don't mean I'm fucking him. Just
not when you get in the kissy face.
Not the way you sounded.
Hey, you know you needed it, man. You need a hug. You need something.
Sound like I mean, Paul I can't Heyman. Listen.
I can't give you a shot of pussy, but I can give you a hug. You know, I can't help you in that end. You got to get that on your own.
I kind of want to hang up now.
I mean, hey.
It's making you uncomfortable, right?
You made this one uncomfortable Friday night for me. Thanks a lot.
You kind of need it, man. You do.
No, what I need is a bottle of scotch and a bag of and an 8-ball.
Yeah, okay.
Rage Nick says he needs
scotch and 8-ball, shot of pussy. Which one y'all taking?
Say what?
I'm asking the fellas. Scott a shot of an 8-ball or a shot of pussy?
I'll go with a shot of pussy.
Be careful what you say, Stevie.
Man, Stevie lives for the pussy.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I do.
See, Ray, once you've had the taste, there's no turning back. You spend the rest of your...
Once you had the hit, there's no turning back.
You got it. It is the greatest thing.
Once you take that first hit, you're seeing a real god. Ain't your made up fairy? It ain't your made up fairy tale hippie god in the sky? No.
Don't get ridiculous now. Now you're just talking ridiculous.
Oh man!
You want to see God? Why don't you take a hit?
Take a hit on what?
Take a hit on a joint. And make sure you're playing some Bob Marley while you're doing it.
Dude, you act like weed is something you discovered and no one else has ever had before.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all could be straight edge for all I know.
Straight edge.
I could be talking to a bunch of straight edges. I don't know that.
He said I could possibly be straight edge. I am nowhere near it.
I don't know that. Are you gonna go to TNA? Are you gonna go to the TNA event down in your area, Surfer?
When is it?
December 27th.
I don't know.
The Liam Cora Center. Temple University.
I don't know. I mean, that's in December for one. Two.
Hey, you want to ruin your Christmas holiday?
That's what I'm saying.
Go to TNA.
What? That should be the motto.
I remember a few years ago, I went to a WWE Raw house show down in Madison Square Garden in New York, and I can tell you, this was a couple years ago, and when I tell you, we were in the middle of one of the absolute worst blizzards in the state's history. I'm telling
and
you,
people will anyway. Still go.
I still went. We were in the middle of one of the worst blizzards in the state's history.
Because it was WWE.
When I tell you how bad it is, yo, after people were shoveling their snow, you could literally have mountains of snow down somebody's block.
They were making snowmen while they were waiting to get in the plane.
What the hell is this?
That's you. Uh-oh.
Sorry. I was checking the page and then they got rude enough to open up a video.
I was about to say, is the music about to start getting live?
No. I was checking my fantasy football.
Yeah, I did good this week. I did good last week.
Well, I know whoever has Peyton Manning in your league.
See, that's me. I didn't have Peyton Manning. I had to go with Joe Cool, who fucked me over.
The guy who got Peyton Manning in my ESPN league, he already got 108 points.
Man, just I'm Peyton, playing man. Against somebody who had him, and I was like, I oh, have, there it is.
I do then, have the Denver Broncos defense.
Here's the sad part. I just saw. I could have had a ton of points because I got two Denver receivers, one starting and one on my bench. And
yeah, I had no Sean Marino on my bench.
Demaryius Thompson, who's starting, and then I had No, I'm sorry. I don't have him on my bench. My bad. Okay, no, that's not my bench. Anyway.
This Julius Thomas dude. Yo, everybody's scrambling to get him on their own. Okay. I just
until
got him.
He has a bad week, then he'll be right back on.
I just got him on Mons last night. So this was after the game.
You'd be better off getting.
Yo, can I say that the game started so late?
Cause it was a lightning storm, man. You
man,
know that.
So what? It was raining. Man, this is football.
Right.
Hey,
you can't have
that stuff during a lightning storm.
I don't care if I was running the National Football League, we would be playing.
It'd be bankrupt.
We would be playing.
Everybody would be suing you.
Playing during a damn tornado if I wanted to. Man,
and
this is a National
be, the league
football
would be bankrupt.
Y'all making it seem like we're too scared to be out.
Right.
In the rain.
So they go out there and play. Then 22 players get struck by lightning, die.
Oh,
then
what? Oh, come on! What are the odds of that happening?
Man, lightning strikes. You don't know with lightning.
Why take the odds?
What are the odds of that happening? The odds of that happening are so low. It's next to impossible for someone to have lightning strike on them.
If you run around with a bunch of metal on, Rage.
And ain't nothing gonna
happen. It increases your chance.
Hey, I'm tired of all these.
So you foolish enough to run through an empty field during a lightning storm, huh?
Yep. I'll do it. I'll throw all of them out there.
Damn, man. Whatever that weed you took, man, it just gave you that
brain damage. They're making the NFL look soft. I'm sorry, but they're making the NFL look really soft.
It's not only NFL. That's a football rule, period.
Okay, I'm not talking about
Rage.
Just that.
You
I'm
cannot
not just that.
Go out there in a lightning storm. It's just that simple.
But just that they're making the NFL look so soft. Not for that reason only. This taunting penalty thing. That's what's making the taunting penalty. The concussions issue, the leg
injury.
Wait.
You think they're making a big deal of concussion issues?
No,
you ever had a concussion?
No, today they're making, no, right nowadays they're making a big deal out of taunting. I'm dead serious when I say that. They're making a big deal out of taunting.
Because some people, right. Listen, some people take it too damn far.
They're doing
it.
It
doesn't matter.
Like my man Manziel. Took it too far.
So you're telling me that giving somebody a 15-yard penalty for let's say you're doing the robot, you get a 15-yard penalty for that. You think that's right?
Well, yeah, that's Roger Goodell going a bit too far, but
they're going a bit too far. Period with this.
My dude Manziel. He got a penalty for celebrating after a touchdown.
I don't
care.
Did you see that score?
He won't be celebrating on the 14th around about 10 o'clock tonight.
Hold on. They will beat the Alabama Crimson Tide. You better believe it.
No.
Yes, they will. They will beat the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The team they had last year could beat them. They got a lot of holes this year.
They
were getting beat by Rice. Okay.
Look,
Johnny Football or no Johnny Football.
I don't care. If Johnny is leading 21-0 in the fourth quarter, Johnny could taunt all he want. He could point at the scoreboard all he want. Doesn't matter.
You won't be taunting come next weekend.
Cause he's gonna win.
How come he hasn't been suspended for making money?
He didn't make money on purpose.
Because
he didn't make money. How did he not make money on purpose?
Can't trade cash, so.
They can't prove that he got paid for it.
So because he got paid in cash.
he got suspended for half a, for basically the first half of the game when they don't really have proof of whether he got paid or not. But the NCAA feels like they got to do something, so that's what they did, and that's why the NCAA is just filled with.
See what everyone else is, in the past they got paid with like checks or something like that.
Why don't you just money pay them? What's wrong with
you
paying them?
You got paid in cash.
I know, but what's wrong with just paying the athletes? What's wrong with that? Why is that so?
Because you have to pay all of them, Rage. Well,
okay. Yeah, you're basically paying. You're basically.
I think they should pay the athletes, but they should pay them. You know, don't get into paying top stars more than bench players. Pay them all the same. Pay them $100 a month or whatever, so they can.
$100 a month, my ass.
it's more than what they can get now, which ain't shit.
Excuse me, at least, you know how much Nick
some
Saban
of them
makes?
Make money now. Some of them make money.
Do you know how
money,
much the coaches make? Do you know how much the coaches make?
Right,
or how much
because
the
they ain't paying the players. But if you listen, the thing was they was afraid that by paying the players that it can bring corruption and, you know, game fixing and stuff.
Okay, but
really, they also want to. It's also exploiting these people because they make billions of dollars off college football and don't have to pay for the labor.
Yeah, that's basically slave labor. It's slavery.
It's not slavery, damn.
It is slavery.
No,
it's slavery.
You do.
Okay, well, we're
making them work for
flat
out nothing.
No, supposedly they're working for education, which isn't a cheap thing, you know. But they should still give them some money.
Yeah, they should give them some
money.
And
they should give everybody the same amount of money.
And they're not. So basically, I see that as slavery.
Okay, I'm glad this show's almost over.
No,
and I'm glad I'm on Skype.
I see
so
on
as,
the college and playing football and not getting paid.
You know,
slavery.
You know, Ray. Sometimes I want to Benny Hill you. I do.
The NCAA is so
Benny Hill you.
Who the hell is
Johnny
Benny
Manziel?
Hill?
If Johnny Manziel don't go to class,
did you hear what
you
said?
See, the only exception to the slavery is Johnny Manziel, because of course he was born and he was born with the spoon in his mouth.
Well,
so.
Any of them. If Teddy Bridgewater doesn't go to class or play good, they don't hit him in the back with a whip.
See, Ray, that's why you don't know good comedy, because you don't know who Benny Hill is.
I don't know who Benny Hill is.
All right, well,
I know good comedy.
Google him.
I know good comedy.
Google him. He was almost a bigger perv than you.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
Man, when I was a little kid and Benny Hill used to come on regular TV.
Late night.
Yeah, we couldn't wait for them to show some tits.
That was the highlight of
Saturday
night.
And they would show
night.
It on regular TV.
Regular yep. TV. Because it was English
y'all
comedy.
Really don't, I can't believe y'all really don't see the NCAA for the slavery, for the slave trade that it is.
Rage, because when you're
Rage.
Talking about slavery,
you
man, you're talking
slavery.
About people dying. Because
nobody's being forced
work.
To play college football.
Look,
that's
not
F9, man.
they're paying them. They're not paying the athletes.
They're not paying them, but it's not slavery.
It's slavery.
They
not
have
bad.
The choice to leave the campus at any time. Slaves
they're
didn't have a choice.
They're doing work for nothing. You might as well have them. You might as well have them go
okay.
out there and pick cotton.
Okay. First of all, they're not getting. They're not.
My
being,
head hurts.
They're not playing for nothing. Most of them got full scholarships. That's their payment. They got full scholarships and they're getting a damn education. If they choose to leave their education, then. They go ahead
okay,
and go on the draft.
But let's face it. They're in every single one of these, every single player, every single person, every single athlete in the NCAA is in there to make money. Bottom line, period, end of story. They're in there to make money. It doesn't matter. So you're basically telling me that the coaches who are making millions and the college campuses themselves, the colleges that are making billions, and the NCAA that are making hundreds of billions, cannot pay these athletes.
They're
you're telling me that Johnny Manziel. You're telling me that
you know,
Johnny Manziel
who will sign autographs, who maybe or allegedly got paid to sign autographs, is so frowned upon. You know what? You know a story that I heard recently? There was a story about someone who got a... Oh, of course you're going to go to sleep, old man.
I'm just bored by your lack of knowledge. You're ignorant.
Look.
You're ignorant.
Look, no, but this is a story you should
not
really
ignorant, get. You're ignorant.
Someone got a game ball, right? A game football, mm-hmm. but the NCAA wouldn't let him keep it because that the money that that football would be worth would be taken out of the money he would get in gifts at the year.
I hate you, sir. Damn, man. You could kill a Come buzz. On. You could, man.
He amazes me every week. Every week.
You know, Ray. You better in a cold shower when you're hot.
I love March Madness. Look, I love March Madness. Look, I love March Madness. I love college football. I love college basketball.
But you don't. You're not edumacated.
But the NCAA
about the ways
about
of life. You just spout off with the things you say, man. It's just spouting off the top.
You might as well have the 400,000 NCAA athletes pick cotton.
Rage. How can you say that and they get to go to class and get an education?
Tony, don't
They
do
want the money. They want money.
Don't fall into
That's
the trap.
What they're in there for.
It's a trap.
So you'll be better off saying, Rage, that they should give the kid a choice coming out of high school.
No, it's not a choice.
Listen to me. They should give you a choice. This is what I believe, I should say. They should give you a choice because a lot of those kids, when you get out of college, you are in debt anyways. You're a college education at a D1 school, you're going to pay what you say, fellas, about 250 grand, something like that?
Yeah.
And that's probably on the short side. They should start, like, they should do something to where they can offer you money toward, like, a home, start your life.
No, because they get to live on campus. But.
But what I'm saying is
they should get what they need money for
with college.
No, you give them money so they can go on a date, buy a pizza at night, do that kind of stuff. Right? I'm saying you don't want to get into this bidding thing of this person making $75,000, this person making $1 million. Everybody get $100, $200, $500 a month, whatever. Everybody should get the same.
I say $2,000 a month is good.
That's
but what I was saying is, fellas,
I honestly don't
see
that.
$2,000 a month would be fair.
First of all, most of them live on campus, so they don't need to pay for rent. So you're giving them a lot of money, and that can cause a lot of problems.
Oh, big deal! So the NCAA colleges and the coaches. Checks are taking such a huge hit from $2,000 a month for the athletes. Oh, please.
I can see a lot of people getting robbed.
Rage. Rage.
Are you telling me? Is that what they're so concerned about?
Rage.
Their checks?
Did you ever spend time with Sandusky growing up?
Oh, that was the most fucked up thing I've ever heard. No, I didn't.
Okay, just checking.
And I'm so glad I didn't.
Let me do this promoing. Promoing. Well, folks, listen to all the fine shows on Rant EM Radio. Starting with tomorrow with the wrestling call-in show with Wham Morgan. These fellas will be on there along with Wham and every other zany person talking about wrestling.
And you're
11 p.m.
ass.
Tomorrow. Sunday at 4. Join the NXT cast with Nixon and Wario, where they recap all the NXT going on for the week. And then this Sunday at 6 p.m., it's going to be nothing. Some
repeat. Absolutely flat out nothing.
I'm going to be vacationing
in the mean streets of Baltimore.
That's right. coming for you, Lee. Coming to get you.
Pray you don't get drop off. Don't get into a drop off.
Then come back on Tuesday for the rant. Double A goes over all the wrestling news and outside news and Raw. Recaps that. And check out all the articles and opinions on the site. Join the group on Facebook. And of course, join my Facebook page on What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. I keep up on all the comic book news and reviews. And I tell you, I can't believe I bought a DC book this week.
You need Double A on here.
I bought a DC book. Now, DC's doing this thing where it's villain month, right? Where all the books are, instead of the heroes, it's the villains they fight, right? There's all the spotlight on the villains. Mm-hmm. And then they're doing this series called Forever Evil, where the villains are taking over. And you come to find out that the main villains is this group called the Crime Syndicate. And what they are is, on an alternate Earth called Earth 3, the Justice League is evil. And Superman is the evilest person on that planet. That motherfucker just disintegrates people if you give him lip. But he's
is he lobotomizing people?
Oh yeah. He's called Ultraman, and then Batman is Owlman, Wonder Woman is Superwoman, Flash is Johnny Quick, Green Lantern is Power Ring, and you got all kinds. For every hero there is, there's a evil counterpart on this planet, and on that particular planet, the good guy was Lex Luthor of all people.
Really?
Oh yeah. So these motherfuckers have come over to the regular Earth and said they done killed the Justice League and told all the villains, you guys work for us now. If you don't like it, you're dead. And like one guy was like, wait a minute, this is the Justice League, what the? And Superman just disintegrated him, or Ultraman, I mean, just disintegrated him on the spot. And they're like, that's not the Justice League. So who's going to stop him on this Earth? It's up to evil old Lex Luthor to put together other villains to stop these motherfuckers from taking over. And guess who got outed? And I don't mean outed in a sexual way, but Dick Grayson got revealed to the world as a superhero. Took his mask off, revealed who he was and everything. So now that's going to cause
I said, oh man.
Beat his ass and was like, yeah, this is what happens to heroes. Took his mask off and said, this is Richard Grayson. And so now the world knows that he's a superhero, and that's going to lead back to Batman. You know that's going to lead back to him and Bruce Wayne. Watch. So, that's my comic book for the week. So, yeah, so read all the articles and, you know, if you got something to contribute, contact Double A, and he's looking for talent. He's looking to expand the website. If you got a show you think you can entertain, you want to talk wrestling, you got a good podcast, you think you can, you know, contact the man.
I'll write something about the Negroes in the in WWE.
What about them?
There are Negroes in WWE.
Somebody got to keep up with him.
It was all of
me. Oh, Rage, I got to ask you, why are you worried about Titus O'Neil so much and him laying up with Omarosa? Why do you care?
That fucking succubus.
She's a succubus because she wouldn't give you none. That's all.
I don't want none from her. She looks like her taint stinks.
Oh, come on now. That is an intelligent woman.
And okay. Probably intelligent rock. Intelligent to who? Not to me.
Okay, so you think she's just stupid. She's a successful businesswoman.
I think she's a gold digger.
And she's a gold digger, okay.
She's not a successful businesswoman.
She makes her own money, Rage.
What, doing what? You can make your own money at the pole. Is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she's riding the pole.
She can be working at the pole. Does that make her a successful businesswoman?
Okay. Where do you think she came from, Rage?
From the pole?
Yeah, the pole. Okay. They shouldn't call you Rage. They should call you Ignite. Because you're ignorant, boy. You don't know shit. You don't know why you shit green shit yet, do you?
She came from Donald Trump. That's who you should be calling.
Oh, what do you think she did before she was on The Apprentice?
Pole.
Okay, the pole. That's just. I'm glad this is over, man. It's 11 o'clock. I'm going to bed so I can get up early. It hurts talking to you, man. It really do.
She worked at the pole. Anybody could work
word about you, Ray.
Well, like I say, anybody could work the pole. Does that make them a successful businesswoman?
Rage.
Are strippers successful businesswomen? Yes or no?
Some are, yes.
Yeah. Some of them. A short 2% of them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than you.
I don't want to strip.
More successful than you.
Successful in my own realm, but that's another story.
Are we going to hear from you tomorrow night, Surfer?
No, oh. I'm not going to be around.
Hope not.
Not going to be around.
He done drained my brain with all his logic and shit.
Okay, Surfer, you can't leave me with all the kids tomorrow.
I'm
a kid.
Hold on, Steve Ray. I'm only a few years behind you, my friend.
I'm 20 years old. I ain't no goddamn kid.
Yes, you are.
I ain't no goddamn kid. That offended me.
I bust a nut before you were born, son.
I ain't none of these little nigglets nowadays.
You're the definition of one, man. The definition.
I am not a nigglet.
Mm-hmm. What are you?
Nowhere near a nigglet.
Like, what are you?
You sound like Owen Hart. I am not a nugget.
I'm a wicked.
I'm praying for you, man. I'm praying for you, Rage.
You can keep go ahead and praying because the hippie in the sky ain't gonna do much for you.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying for your immortal soul before it's too late.
Too late for what? Before
you go to hell, man. I'm praying for you. I'm gonna pray for you.
You need to. You gotta. You really should be. Oh my God.
I'm gonna pray for you.
I am one day hoping we become a world of atheists. I really do. I hope one day we all become a world of atheists. And you know what? I'm calling you out, Jasmine. Where you at? Cause your team sucks.
Jasmine is what you call it? Missing in action.
She's always missing in action.
You want to pray for
her? She's always ducking out on everybody.
Her milkshake's supposed to bring the boys to the yard.
Her gross milkshakes. I'm calling her out. Oh. You're damn right I am.
Well, I'm calling our lead.
She's been talking a whole lot of shit about me lately.
See, Rage. This sexual tension, it's only on one side because she ain't giving you none.
What's sexual tension?
You think there's sexual tension between you and her? It's not.
No, there is no sexual tension between us. No, not there is none.
See,
whatsoever.
That's the problem. You're supposed to have some.
I don't have no sexual tension for Jasmine.
You're supposed to. But have I'm you looked at her eye lately?
Did he say that? Tell me he didn't just say that.
That was funny. I'll give it. That was funny. That was funny.
Wow.
That was funny.
Hey, that's all she ever gave us.
That's all she used to give us. Anything else is just too much.
That's good. That was good. That was good. Come on, say something. I don't want everybody else to be just hearing me laugh. That was fucking funny, though. That was funny.
I need a song to play us out.
Can I request a song?
No, I gotta make sure I have it on my hard drive first, so no.
Craig Mack?
I don't have Flavor in the Air on my hard drive.
Before we get out of here, I wanna call our league champion, since Surfer's not gonna be on tomorrow. We need somebody to, you know, to bring
that. No, Lee don't need to be. Alright. That's all right. I can hold down the fort.
You and your
I'm always holding down the fort.
Oh man, Stevie Ray.
Of course.
We're gonna be in trouble tomorrow.
Oh no, we're gonna be just fine tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm always holding down the fort.
All right, we go. I'm gonna leave.
Hey, that. Stevie Ray don't have to be on either. I can hold down the fort.
I didn't even start that yet. But that's what I'm going to go out with, okay?
Stevie Ray don't have to be on. I'm holding down the fort. I can do it. Ain't no thing for me.
We're about to get off now.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Surfer. Take it easy out, man. You and Lee don't.
I got plenty of time for you tomorrow. All
right. Peace.
Good night, black people.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Are you seeing it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for what? Things my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why you see it your way? That's chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Yeah. We'll get out with me, baby. We'll get out with me, baby.